Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
55 for the high today, almost 60 by the time Wednesday hits. I don't know. I think Mother Nature is teasing us a little bit.
Yes, she is.
Welcome back to the show, you guys. Boost, Breezy, Parental Confidential. One of my daughter's friends' mother is a mean girl, and I'm so tempted to finally tell her off. I say do it. We'll call this girl Alyssa today. Just, you know, she wanted to be anonymous, but I was like, let's call her by my ex-girlfriend instead.
I'm dead.
So Alyssa writes, good morning, Moose and Breezy. You guys make my morning, so thank you for the entertainment on my way to work each day. Here's my situation. My daughter is 6 years old. She's got a few close girlfriends. All the parents are pretty cool, except for this one girl's mom. Normally, I'd ignore it. But unfortunately, it's hard as I'm forced to interact with her constantly. Mm. Girl Scouts, school, dance class, etc. And she likes to constantly brag about her daughter and herself. She also has something negative to say about so many people, including my own kids. Anyone know anyone like that? Very negative person in your life? Yes, we all have that one person.
We do.
So she goes on to say, she's smug, conceited, and I can't stand her. My kids constantly beg to want to go over to her house because she's the cool mom, and my kids get along great with her kids. But I don't know how to tell my kids I no longer want them hanging out with her kids. I feel like that's selfish. But what would you do if your kids were around someone that toxic? The last straw came when I ran into her at dance class last week. I had literally just come from my toddler son's IEP, where I learned he was probably autistic and needed center-based schooling. I was teary-eyed. I was trying to keep it together, and I told her what happened. Her response was, sorry, I see how upset you are, but I don't do hugs.
Oh, my God.
And then she made me feel even worse and somehow managed to turn that conversation into how she just paid off her car 3 years early.
I'm sorry. What? Oh my
God. Dude, people are just so not self-aware. It's it blows my mind.
They're really
so
not.
She goes on to say, Alyssa says, I can't stand her. I want to tell her off, but she knows everyone. Am I being overly sensitive? Thanks for letting me rant. No, thank you.
I don't do hugs.
I don't do hugs.
Like, I didn't want a hug from you anyways.
No, Katie, first of all, stop telling her all of your personal business.
Yeah.
Because she obviously doesn't care.
Right.
So.
You're hurting your own feelings in that sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 585-252-9800. How many of you, because so many parents are forced to hang out together when it comes to sporting events, school, dance class, you name it. Can you think of that one person, the parent that you absolutely hate? That sounds just like Alyssa's describing. There's one in every group. We can all think of that one person. If you can't, it's probably you.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. I wanted to bring this up because I worked a child's birthday party over the weekend. And one thing that was crazy to me was when a parent drops their kid off at a party and they stay.
Oh.
And they stay. And like.
Other parents don't like that.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm hosting. Like, I'm worrying about the kids. And the one parent just sat on the couch, did not speak to the parents who were hosting.
Why?
It was so weird.
It's awkward.
And it's just maybe this is the same type of situation.
Does that scream, I don't trust you to look after my kid?
It screams like helicopter parent. It screams like loosen the reins a little bit. Yeah,
that's very
I'd be really embarrassed if my mom came and sat at the birthday party with me. It's super weird. I don't know. very strange. But
yeah, it's like, here, take him. I'm heading up to the landing strip. I'll be back in 2 hours. All right, let's go over to Ash, who's weighing in. She says, first off, yeah, exactly what I said. Why are you telling her any of your business? Do not entertain her BS. One person, we got a listener here that says, you're not being overly sensitive. If it was me, I'd clap back politely. Oh, I didn't ask for a hug. Oh, what an interesting thing to say. Oh, we've been working hard to teach our kids humility, so we don't like to brag about silly things. I hate people like this. So if it were you guys in Alyssa's shoes, would you tell this mom off or just keep quiet and try to mind your own business for as long as you think you can?
I probably wouldn't tell her off just because I don't want to make an uncomfortable situation for not only myself, but my child as well.
That's very thoughtful of you.
I know. So selfless. just because it's just awkward. It's weird.
It's so awkward. You got to.
I don't know. When it comes to what?
What's up, Hannah?
What, Hannah?
I mean, I know everyone wants to hear from me, a 21-year-old with no kids.
Yeah.
Everyone's chomping
at
the bit.
You might shock all of us. Go ahead.
Dying to know. But as someone experienced with Mean Girls, you just got to make her feel embarrassed.
How so?
Well, just ask her to repeat herself. That's a classic. Be like, sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say? And then they have to repeat like the really embarrassing thing they just said.
She said, I said, I just paid off my car 3 years early.
But then you go, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't see how that's relevant. Like you gotta.
Yeah, yeah.
Just make her feel a little embarrassed. You don't have to be mean.
Hannah's like, I am the queen of making people feel embarrassed.
thank you for that, Hannah. That's actually very helpful.
That's great advice, Hannah.
Chris says, I would make a Facebook group about the worst moms in Rochester and have her on it. Be discreet, of course. We absolutely love the advice from the men.
Not the bullying. Oh my God.
Lynn says, nobody is forcing you to have to interact with this woman. Your kids might get along and that's fine, but just mind your own business. If you know the type of person she is, there's no reason to share personal information with her. She clearly could care less. Yeah, not to mention, she doesn't do hugs.
Not a hugger. Sorry.
Sorry, queen.
Let me go. Excuse me. Let me go over to Lori. 585-252-9800 is the number to hit us up for Parental Confidential. Lori says, unfortunately in life, there will be things we wish we could avoid, but we just can't. Mm. So we have to push through the best way we can. Mm. Since you say you can't avoid her and she knows everyone, I would not make her an enemy. I just keep a polite distance as best you can. I know, and you know, some of this sounds like it's just common sense, but for other people, it's tough. It's tough to hold it in. It's tough to bite your tongue.
Right.
It really is, especially you. God, if you were a parent and this happened to you.
I know, but like I said, for the greater good of my child, I would probably keep my mouth shut. Because it's like, I don't want my personal feelings on this kid's mom to affect my kid and her friendship with this person.
Would you, because she's such a toxic person, like Alyssa said, would you try to figure out a way to keep your kids from hanging out with her kids?
Well, that's the thing. I think that's damaging to the kid, their relationship, their skills around that. Like, I think it's just kind of like, I don't think it's wise to let, my feelings on someone else's parent affect my kid and her friendship.
Mm.
So just keep it cordial, because if you do call her out, the mom could retaliate and be like, you're never hanging out with her again.
Yeah, and then your kids can suffer. I don't know.
That's
I don't know what this psychopath is capable of. Gina says, why are you even telling her your own business? Just say hi and bye if you want. And when she starts bragging about herself, just say stuff like, oh, nice, cool, sounds good, okay. Sound as uninterested as possible. And she'll move on to someone that actually shows that they care.
Mm-hmm.
Well said. Thank you guys so much. That really was. So from here on out, Alyssa, you're going to mind your own business and you're not going to share personal information with this witch. Just do you. And if your kids are hanging out with her kids and having a good time and they're not scarred when they come home, then continue to carry on,
absolutely,
if you will. Thank you guys for all the advice this morning for Parental. PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
98 PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.